And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And we are coming to you live from the Tillakill in Frederick, Maryland for tonight's game between the Buffalo Sabres and the Washington Capitals in Buffalo, New York. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, we're brought to you by the Tillakill here in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillakill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillakill Girls. From on Tillakill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, like I mentioned, we are here live at the Tillakill in Frederick, Maryland for tonight's Caps game in Buffalo against the Buffalo Sabres. But first, we're going to go through NHL news and notes and the two Caps games that took place earlier this week leading up to tonight. And we're going to start with December 5th news and notes. NHL three stars of the week ending in 12-4 were announced. The first star was goalie Steve Mason of the Philadelphia Flyers. Mason led the NHL with 4 wins and 4 outings, compiling a 1.71 goals against average and a .945 save percentage to propel the Flyers into the first wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. The second star was right winger Vladimir Tarasenko of the St. Louis Blues. Tarasenko shared the league lead with 4 goals and 3 outings and also paced the NHL with 2 game-winning tallies as the Blues earned 5 of a possible 6 standing points to maintain second place in the Central Division and Western Conference. Then the third star was goaltender Martin Jones of the San Jose Sharks. Jones went 3-0-0 with a 1.01 goals against average and a .962 save percentage, yielding only 1 goal in each of his 3 appearances to guide the Sharks into first place of the Pacific Division. Sam Gagner had 2 goals and 2 assists to help the Columbus Blue Jackets to their 4th consecutive victory and a 5-0-1 record in their past 6 games. Trailing 4-2 in the second period, the Pittsburgh Penguins rallied for an 8-5 victory against the Ottawa Senators, helped by Brian Rust's first NHL hat trick of his career. The Penguins overcame 2 two-goal deficits to win this for their 2nd consecutive game and 6th time in their 16 wins this season, after accomplishing the feat 7 times all of last season. And David Pastrnak scored the game-winning goal at 1:23 of overtime to help the Boston Bruins earn their 3rd consecutive win and extend their point streak to 5 games. Pastrnak has 15 goals this season, which ranks 3rd in the NHL and matches his career high set last season. Then on December 6th, Wayne Simmonds scored twice and Jacob Voracek scored the game winner with 9 seconds remaining in overtime to help the Philadelphia Flyers to their 6th consecutive victory. The Flyers have won 6 straight games for the first time since a 7-game win streak from December 2nd through 15th, 2011. And then Ben Lovejoy scored the game-winning goal while shorthanded in the second period, and Taylor Hall had a goal and an assist to help the New Jersey Devils improve to 8-2 at the Prudential Center this season. Then, trailing 2-0 in the third period, the St. Louis Blues rallied with 3 consecutive goals, including 2 from Jaden Schwartz, to extend their home point streak to 13 games and improve to 12-1-3 at the Scott Trade Center. And also, trailing late in the third period, Evander Kane tied the score with 28.3 seconds left, and Rasmus Ristolainen, who also assisted on the tying goal, scored the overtime winner to help the Buffalo Sabres improve the 5-2-2 in their past 9 games. And then, of course, also that night, on the 6th, was the Capitals versus the Buffalo Sabres. As I already mentioned, you know, Evander Kane and Rasmus Ristolainen. For the lineups for the Buffalo Sabres was William Carey with Ryan O'Reilly and Kyle Okposo, Evander Kane with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart, Marcus Foligno with Johan Larsson and Brian Gionta, Matt Molson with Derek Grant and Zygmunt Gjerkensson, Jake McCabe with Rasmus Ristolainen, Brendan Gulli with Cody Franzen, Justin Falk with Eric Berdofer, who is making his NHL debut, and Robin Lehner in the net. For the Washington Capitals, they had Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, Marcus Johansson, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Jacob Vrana, Paul Carey with Lars Eller and Justin Williams, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Carl Osner, Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Taylor Chorney and Braden Holtby in the net. In the first period at 5:59, Zygmunt Gjerkensson would score his 2nd of the season from Derek Grant and Rasmus Ristolainen. Then Evander Kane would be called for slashing at 14:40, then William Carrier at 17:28 also for slashing. At the end of the first period, the Buffalo Sabres would be up 1-0, shots were 9-7 in favor of the Caps, faceoffs were 9-6 in favor of the Caps, hits were 12-10 in favor of the Capitals, and that power play was 0-2 for the Caps and none for the Buffalo Sabres. This was an okay period for the Washington Capitals. Sure, they gave up the lone goal of the period, but after giving up the lone goal, they drew 2 penalties and started creating scoring opportunities. the Capitals need to stop playing into the other team's system and play their game and create better scoring opportunities going into the second period. And in the second period at 5:23, Jay Beagle scored his fifth of the season from Brooks Orpik and Daniel Winnick. And then Kyle Lekposa would score at 15:23, his eighth of the season from Ryan O'Reilly and William Carrier. And then at 17:22, Alex Ovechkin would be called for slashing. At the end of the second period, Buffalo would be up 2-1. Shots were 23-16 in favor of the Sabres. Faceoffs were 18-17 in favor of the Washington Capitals. Hits were 26-17 in favor of the Sabres. And on the power play, the Sabres were 0-1 and the Capitals were 0-2. It was a good start to the period for the Cavs, but it would be the Sabres having their better period. It was a good goal for the Cavs, and they created good chances, but Buffalo was the better team in the second period. The Cavs need to create more opportunities and draw some more penalties and generate on the power play when they get those opportunities to have a power play. Then going into the third period, Matt Niskanen would be called for tripping at 3:55, and then Evander Kane would be called for hooking at 13:37. And then at 13:42, Marcus Johansson would score on the power play, his 10th of the season from John Carlson and Justin Williams, their 10th and 3rd respectively. And then at 16:48, Jay Beagle would be called for tripping. At the end of this third period, it would be tied 2-2 between the two teams. Shots would be tied at 32 apiece, and faceoffs would be 28-26 in favor of Buffalo. Hits would be 38-24 in favor of Buffalo. And on the power play, the Sabres would be 0-3 and the Caps 1-3. Then in overtime, 2:38 into the overtime period, Marcus Johansson would score his 11th of the season from Dmitry Orlov and Evgeny Kuznetsov, both their 7th assist of the season. At the end of the game, the Capitals would win 3-2 in overtime, and shots would be 33 apiece. Faceoffs were 29-26 in favor of Buffalo. Hits were 39-24 in favor of Buffalo, and the power plays remained the same at 0-3 and 1-3 for the Sabres and Caps, respectively. This was a great way for the Capitals to end the game. They generated on a power play opportunity that was given to them. They scored, took the game into overtime, and then was able to score in overtime to win the game for the Caps. And actually, I think one of my notes got put in the wrong place. I think that note about Evander Kane tying the score at 28.3 should have gone into December 5th. And then on December 7th, the Montreal Canadiens announced that both centers Alex Galchenyuk and David Desharnais will each be out 6 to 8 weeks with a knee injury. Galchenyuk was injured during the 5-4 shootout win at the Los Angeles Kings on Sunday when he collided with Kings center Anze Kopitar in the offensive zone past the midway point of the second period. Galchenyuk appeared to be favoring his right leg after it was clipped by Kopitar's leg. Galchenyuk leads the Canadiens with 23 points in 25 games this season. His position as the top-line center between Max Pacioretty and Alexander Radulov was filled the next game by David Desharnais, who did not make it through the 3-2 overtime loss at the St. Louis Blues on Tuesday. Leaving the game in the third period, Desharnais has 3 goals and 9 points in 25 games. This is the second season in a row the Canadiens lost key players for an extended period of time. Last season, goalie Carey Price sustained a season-ending knee injury on November 25th. Then Erik Karlsson factored on 3 goals, including an assist on the game-winning goal with 1:06 left in the third period to help the Ottawa Senators to their 6th consecutive win in their past, or their 6th win in their past 9 games, and become their leader in points by a defenseman. Karlsson, who was the number 15 pick by the Ottawa Senators in the 2008 NHL draft, earned his 410th and 411th and 412th career points to pass Reid Redden for the top spot among Ottawa defensemen. Karlsson did so while playing in his 506 NHL game, 332 fewer than Redden played with the Senators. And also, the Anaheim Ducks faced a trio of 2-goal deficits, but Nick Ritchie and Corey Perry scored 91 seconds apart in the final 4 minutes of the third period before the Ducks eventually would win in the shootout. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, I'm going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more NHL news and notes, plus also the Caps game from December 7th. Looking for that fun thing to do with the family? Then come to AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to awesome-con.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans here live at the Tittlekill in Frederick, Maryland. And ladies and gentlemen, I made an error. The note that I made about Evander Kane on December 6th, that is actually correct. My notes for the Capitals game against the Buffalo Sabres was actually from December 5th, which was this Monday. That is an error on my part. And with that, we're actually going to right this ship by starting off with the Caps versus the Bruins, which was this past Wednesday on December 7th. The Boston Bruins lineup had Brad Marchand with Patrice Bergeron, David Pastrnak, Tim Schaller with David Krejci and David Backes, Ryan Spooner with Riley Nash and Austin Zarnik, Anton Bleed with Dominic Moore and Jimmy Hayes, the Dano Char with Brandon Carlo, Torrey Krug with Adam McQuaid, Kevin Miller with Colin Miller, and Tuukka Rask in the net. And for the Washington Capitals, they had Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andre Burakovsky with Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Carl Alzer with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt and Braden Holtby in the net. And 23 seconds into the game, Justin Williams would score his third of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Alex Ovechkin, their eighth and seventh of the season, respectively. Then at 7:57, Justin Williams would score his fourth of the season, which would then be assisted by Evgeny Kuznetsov, his ninth of the season. Then Lars Eller would be called for holding at 15:58, and then Patrice Bergeron would be called for boarding at 16:48. At the end of the first period, the Washington Capitals would be up 2-0. Shots were 13-11 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 10-7 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 7-6 in favor of the Bruins. And on the power play, both teams were 0-1. This was a very good period for the Capitals. They were able to get a goal in the opening minute of the game, and they were able to sustain the pressure throughout the full 20 minutes. The Capitals need to maintain this pace that they are playing and continue to generate scoring chances. In the second period, Daniel Winnick would score his fourth of the season from Jay Beagle at his fifth of the season at 5:51. Then Colin Miller would be called for tripping at 6:42. Then Daniel Winnick would be called for high-sticking at 14:24. At 16:35, Dominic Moore would score his seventh of the season from Anton Bleed. Then at the 19-minute mark, David Pastrnak would score his 16th of the season, which was unassisted. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 3-2 over the Boston Bruins. The shots were 21-15 in favor of the Bruins, a 10-2 margin in the period alone. Faceoffs were tied at 20 apiece. Hits were 18-15 in favor of the Boston Bruins, and both teams were 0-2 on the power play. This was honestly a horrible period for the Washington Capitals. The Bruins came out flying from the start of the period and dominated the Caps in shots, 10-2, and outscored the Caps 2-1 this period. The Capitals need to go back to playing like they did in the first period. They need to get to the net, cause chaos, and get shots on goal and create chances. Going into the third period at 6:21, Tom Wilson would be called for interference, and also Dominic Moore and Jay Beagle would both be called for roughing. At 8:19 on the power play, Colin Miller would score his second of the season from Austin Zarnik and Brad Marchand. And then at the end of the period, it would be Boston 3 and the Capitals 3. Shots would be 34-19 in favor of the Bruins, 12-4 advantage in favor of the Bruins that period alone. Hits would be 29-24 in favor of, or faceoffs were 29-24 in favor of the Bruins. Hits were 25-23 in favor of the Bruins. And on the power play, the Bruins were 1-3 and the Capitals 0-2. Then in overtime, Nicholas Backstrom would score his eighth of the season from Nate Schmidt and Marcus Johansson to win the game for the Washington Capitals 4-3. Shots were 34-20 in favor of the Capitals. Caps had the only shot of overtime. The faceoffs were 30-25 in favor of the Bruins. Hits were 25-24 in favor of the Bruins. And the power play was 1-3 and 0-2 for the Bruins and Caps, respectively. Not another good period. The Capitals were very fortunate to take the win in this one against the Boston Bruins. Honestly, the Capitals, after not showing up essentially after the second half of the second period, they should have lost the game, because that was just, you know, it was bad. They got outshot 10-2 and 12-4 in the second and third period, respectively, and it was not good for them. They have to go into the game full force, full 60 minutes. So with that, we're going to go into December 8th, which was yesterday. Claude Giroux tied the game, and Jacob Voracek assisted on the go-ahead goal with a minute 29 remaining in regulation to help the Philadelphia Flyers to their seventh consecutive victory, matching their longest win streak since they won seven in a row, which was back in December 12th through 15th, 2011. The Flyers tied the game on two separate occasions, overcoming two two-goal overcoming deficits of 2-0 and 5-3. The Elias Sports Bureau notes that Philadelphia won a game in which they erased two multiple-goal deficits for the first time in franchise history. Also, Sidney Crosby factored on each of the Penguins' first two goals, both within the opening 5 minutes of play, to power Pittsburgh to its fourth consecutive victory. Crosby, who shares the league lead with 18 goals, extended his point streak to 6 games. Jamie Benn opened the scoring with his 200th career goal to guide the Stars to their fourth victory in their past 6 home games. Benn, a fifth-round selection by Dallas in the 2007 NHL draft, became the 10th player in Stars North Stars history with 200 career goals and the second player from his draft class to reach that milestone, which is also Patrick Kane. Shane Doan notched his 554th career NHL assist to move past Thomas Dean and become the Arizona Coyotes Winnipeg Jets franchise leader in that category. In doing so, Elias notes that Doan became the fifth player to lead a current NHL franchise in each of the following categories: games played, goals, assists, points, game-winning goals, and power play goals. The others are Ron Francis for the Carolina Hurricanes Hartford Whalers franchise, Mike Madonna for the Dallas Minnesota North Stars franchise, Rick Nash for Columbus Blue Jackets, and Joe Sakic for the Colorado Avalanche Quebec Nordiques franchises. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, I'm going to go to break. When I come back, I'll be going over the opening lineups and the keys to the game for tonight's game between the Buffalo Sabres and the Washington Capitals. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. We are here live at the Tittle Kill in Frederick, Maryland for the Caps versus the Buffalo Sabres. And ladies and gentlemen, your lineups for the Washington Capitals is Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Carl Alzner with John Carlson, Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov, Nate Schmidt with Taylor Chorney, and Philip Grubauer in the net. For the Buffalo Sabres, they have William Carrier with Ryan O'Reilly and Kyle Okposo, Evander Kane with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart, Marcus Foligno with Johan Larsson and Brian Gionta, Nicholas Dolarez with Zemgus Jurgensen and Matt Molson. On defense, they have Jake McCabe with Rasmus Ristolainen, Dmitry Kulikov with Cody Franzen, Josh Georges with Justin Falk, and Robin Lehner in the net for the Buffalo Sabres. And then for the keys for the game for this game for the Washington Capitals is that they need to put the pass behind them and look forward. They need to play a full 60 minutes this game against the Buffalo Sabres. When they played them on Monday, they played good, but they could have been so much better. Sure, they got the win, but again, if they played a lot better, they would have won the game in regulation and not in overtime like they did. And then, of course, when you look back at how they played against the Boston Bruins this past Wednesday, it was deplorable. The first period was great. The first 5-7 minutes of the second period was great. After that, they were pathetic, only getting 2 shots in the second period and 4 shots in the third. The Capitals cannot do that, which leads to the second thing, is that they need to create chances. They need to shoot, and they need to create. If they don't shoot, they aren't creating. You know, opportunities, especially when around the net. You need to get guys like Tom Wilson and Justin Williams and TJ Oshie around that net, looking for rebounds, looking for those chances to bury the dirty goals for the Capitals this game. And then most importantly, the Washington Capitals need to stay out of penalty trouble and need to utilize their power play this game. From what I understand and what I've read, that the second power play unit has a completely different look to them. I'd like to see how that works out if the Capitals get a power play this game and that unit gets out on the ice. So with that, those are your keys to the game for tonight for the Washington Capitals against the Buffalo Sabres. You have your lineups. So without further ado, I'm going to go back on break, and next time when I talk to you, it'll be the first intermission, and we'll go over all the news of that, or all the we'll analyze everything that goes down in that first period. Ladies and gentlemen, you interested in science fiction, fantasy, anime, science, comics, writing, gaming, costuming, art, filmmaking, podcasting, and more? Then come to Farpoint on February 17th through 19th, 2017 at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests Sam Witwer and Enver Jokai. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit farpointcon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And the first period is over between the Washington Capitals and the Buffalo Sabres. And in the first period at 3:35, Taylor Chorney was called for interference. And at 17:48, Cody Franzen was called for tripping. Neither team would capitalize on either power play opportunity. At the end of the period, it was still tied, nothing and nothing. The shots were 10-8 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 6-4 in favor of Buffalo. Hits were 7-5 in favor of Buffalo. And on the power play, both teams were 0-1. This was a very fast-paced period for both teams. There were good opportunities for the Caps to get on the board, as well as opportunities for the Sabres. The Capitals did a really good job on their penalty killing by forcing the play into the Buffalo Sabres zone. What the Capitals will need to do in this upcoming period is to need to keep up with the pace that is going for this game. You had only 10 faceoffs throughout the entire first period, and not only that, but you literally had a moment where there were like no faceoffs for a good while. So the Caps need to continue to keep up with the pace, plus they also need to continue putting pressure in the Buffalo zone. Daniel Winnick had a really good opportunity on Robin Lehner because of that pressure in the zone. Also, what the Washington Capitals need to do is they need to get their second power play unit out on the ice. All we saw was the first unit. That was all we really saw on the ice during the first period for the first power play that the Capitals had. So it'd be nice to see that second power play unit actually get into action for the Washington Capitals. And then also, not only that, but the Capitals need to get a little bit more pressure in front of Robin Lehner's net. The puck is bouncing. It's going all over the place. So you get a couple of players in front of the net, like a TJ Oshie, like a Justin Williams, like a Tom Wilson, to get there, to screen Lehner, make it harder for him to see the shot coming, and most importantly, get those rebound chances for the Caps. And then as for defensively for the Washington Capitals, I think they're playing very well defensively. They just need to keep playing the way they are right now. You cannot have a lapse like you did against the Boston Bruins the other night back home in D.C. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'll be back after the second period live here from the Tilt a Kilt in Frederick, Maryland.
Tilt a Kilt girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilt a Kilt pub and eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilt a Kilt Frederick, home of the world famous Tilt a Kilt girls. Come to the best looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilt a Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans here live from the Tilt a Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of the second period for the Washington Capitals, but we'll get to that in a moment as we do have some games out of town. We have the Columbus Blue Jackets visiting the Detroit Red Wings, where that game is tied 1-1 going into the second period. Cam Atkinson scores shorthanded for the Blue Jackets, and Dylan Larkin has a power play goal for the Detroit Red Wings. Also, the St. Louis Blues are up 2-0 over the New Jersey Devils. Also in the second period, St. Louis Blues have goals from Robbie Fabry and Ryan Reeves. Also in the near the end of the first period, the Edmonton Oilers are at the Minnesota Wild, tied at nothing apiece. And just starting now in Chicago is the New York Rangers at the Chicago Blackhawks, and they are tied at 0 apiece. And your other game is at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the San Jose Sharks visiting the Anaheim Ducks. Now going on into today's Caps game, second period at 6:43, TJ Oshie scored his ninth of the season from Jay Beagle and Nicholas Backstrom. They're 6 and 15 respectively. Then at 10:52, Dmitry Kulikov was called for hooking. While on that power play at 12:39, Jacob Vrana would score his first career NHL goal, assisted by Evgeny Kuznetsov and Dmitry Orlov, their 10th and 8th respectively of the season. Then 18:29, Daniel Winnick would be called for hooking. At the end of the second period, it would be Capitals 2, Buffalo nothing. Shots would be 19-18 in favor of the Washington Capitals. Both teams won 15 faceoffs each. Hits were 15-9 in favor of the Sabres. And the Capitals would be 1-for-2 on the power play, whereas the Buffalo Sabres would be 0-for-1 with their second still in progress going into the third period. This was a very good period for the Washington Capitals. They got two big goals and capitalized on their lone power play of the period. Also, to end the period, their penalty killing was pretty much being lights out against the Buffalo Sabres power play. What the Caps need to do in the third period to guarantee victory is the Caps need to keep playing the way they are and keep up the pressure in the Buffalo zone. They got two really good goals by being in front of the net. They need to get more goals by being in front of the net. And ladies and gentlemen, without anything else, I'm going to go back to break. When I come back, we'll give you post-game coverage of the Washington Capitals versus the Buffalo Sabres here at the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, live from the Till to Kill here in Frederick, Maryland. The Caps and the Sabres have just completed, but before we hop into that, we're going to go into the out-of-town scoreboard. In the third period, the Blue Jackets are up over the Detroit Red Wings in Detroit 3-1. Columbus has goals from Cam Atkinson, Brandon Dubinsky, and Lucas Sedlak. The Red Wings have goals from, has their lone goal from Dylan Larkin. The St. Louis Blues are beating up on the New Jersey Devils in New Jersey 3-1 in the third period. For the Blues, they got goals from Robbie Fabry, Ryan Reeves, and Jaden Schwartz, whereas the Devils have their lone goal from P.A. Peronto. And then in Minnesota, in the second period, it is tied 1-1 between the Edmonton Oilers and the Minnesota Wild. The Oilers have their lone goal from Leon Draisaitl, and the Wild have their lone goal from Matt Dumba. And that period has actually just ended, so it's at the end of the second period for that game. And in the second period in Chicago, the New York Rangers and the Chicago Blackhawks are tied at 0 apiece. And in Anaheim, the Ducks and the Sharks have yet to start. They will be starting in about 20 minutes or so. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, the Caps and the Sabres, they have finished up. And we're going to go back all the way to the beginning with the lineups once again. The lineups for the Washington Capitals is Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams. Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie. Andre Burakovsky with Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana. Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Carl Alsner with John Carlson. Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov. Nate Schmidt with Taylor Chorney. And Philip Grubauer in the net. For the Buffalo Sabres, you have William Carrier with Ryan O'Reilly. And Kyle Okposo, Evander Kane with Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart. Marcus Foligno with Johan Larsson and Brian Gionta. Nicholas Dellare with Zingas Jurgensens and Matt Molson. And Jake McKay with Rasmus Ristolainen, Dmitry Kulikov with Cody Franzen, and Josh Georges with Justin Falk, with Robin Lehner in the net. In the first period, there were just two penalties, Taylor Chorney for interference at 3:35 and Cody Franzen for tripping at 17:48. At the end of the first period, it'd be nothing-nothing between the Caps and the Sabres. Shots were 10-8 in favor of the Caps. Face-offs were 6-4 in favor of the Buffalo Sabres. Hits were 7-5 in favor of the Sabres, and the power play was 0-1 for both teams. It was a fast-paced period, great opportunities for the Caps to get on the board. They needed to keep up with the pace and continue to put the pressure on in the Buffalo zone as the game continued after that period. In the second period at 6:43, TJ Oshie would score the first goal of the game. His ninth of the season from Jay Beagle and Nicholas Backstrom, their 6 and 15th respectively. Then Dmitry Kulikov would be called for hooking at 10:52, which on that power play at 12:39, Jacob Vrana would score his first career NHL goal, assisted by Evgeny Kuznetsov and Dmitry Orlov, their 10th and 8th respectively. And then 18:29, Daniel Winnick would be called for hooking. At the end of the second period, it would be the Caps 2 and the Sabres 0. And after the second period, the shots would be 19-18 in favor of the Washington Capitals. Faceoffs would be tied at 15 apiece between the Caps and the Sabres. The Sabres would out-hit the Capitals 15-9. And on the power play, the Caps were 1-for-2, and the Sabres were 0-for-1, but their second still in progress. It was a very good period for the Washington Capitals. They got two big goals and capitalized on their lone power play of the period. The Caps need to keep playing the way they are and keep up the pressure going into the third period. So now the question is, you've already heard me talk about the first two periods before. How did the Caps do in the third period? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't pretty in the beginning because 1:50 into the period, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for interference. Then at 7:10, Nate Schmidt would be called for high sticking. Then at 10:27, Brooks Orpik would be called for hooking. On that penalty, with the power play for Buffalo at 12:03, Kyle Okposo would score his 9th of the season from Rasmus Ristolainen and Ryan O'Reilly. And then Brian Gionta would be called for interference at 13:28, which on that power play at 14:20, John Carlson would score his first of the season, assisted by Nicholas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson, their 16th and 9th, respectively. In the 18:48, Marcus Johansson would net his 12th of the season an empty netter from TJ Oshie and Dmitry Orlov, their 5th and 9th of the season, respectively. The Washington Capitals would go on to win 4-1 over the Buffalo Sabres in Buffalo. Shots were 29-27 in favor of the Washington Capitals. Faceoffs were 33-24 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 19-16 in favor of the Sabres. And on the power play, the Washington Capitals were 2-3, and the Buffalo Sabres were 1-5. This was a very good game for the Washington Capitals. They were 2-3 on their power play, which is very, very effective for the Caps. So obviously, whatever tweaks that they're doing throughout during the last day, you know, of practices, they were able to work something out that can actually help the team out. 2 goals were a result of it, and it showed on the ice. Also, the Capitals played a very good pressure game against the Buffalo Sabres, especially on the penalty kill. Did they take too many penalties in this third period? Yes, they did. But they did a good job of killing the majority that they had. They put a lot of pressure on the Buffalo Sabres. And even when the Buffalo Sabres pulled Robin Lehner, the Capitals put a lot of heavy pressure on the Buffalo Sabres to get the puck in the zone and kill the clock. Overall, great game for the Washington Capitals. A better game for the Washington Capitals compared to the last 2 games that the Washington Capitals have played. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, we are brought to you by the Tilt Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilt Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. It comes with a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilt Kill Girls. For more on Tilt Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. As always, you can also follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey, facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And on Sunday, I will be at the Washington Capitals game against the Vancouver Canucks for Star Wars Day. And on Monday, you'll hear all the coverage from that game, plus other NHL news and notes from this weekend. And with that, I will talk to you all on Monday when I see you on the ice.